This is Dr. Emily Smutsworth. Interrogation tape number 28. Subject number 5. Questioning begins now. What is your name? Do you know why you're here? Do you know why you're being interrogated? What do you think you're here for? You know, if you're not going to take this seriously, this will be extremely long. So why don't you just focus? Listen and answer my questions. Suspect refuses to talk. What to do? All right. I will still continue with my questions. I want you to focus on them. Listen to them. Maybe at some point they will spark something within you. And maybe you will remember why you are here. Or you'll forget it again. It doesn't matter at that point anyway, so just try to relax. Listen, and I'll ask you again. Do you know why you're here with me? Did you do it? Did you enjoy doing it? Do you enjoy listening to my questions? Where were you last night? Do you feel guilty? Do you feel good? Are you awake? Are you hypnotized? Where are you right now? Did you do it? Can you still follow? Would you do something for me? Can you focus on the sound of my voice? Subject nodded in agreement. Would you mind if I turned on this metronome? It relaxes me. Every time it clicks, it makes me feel really good. Maybe it will do the same for you. The way it just ticks back and forth, back and forth, has something so calming and relaxing. Focus on the ticks and talks. Tick, talk. It will help you with my questions. Do you enjoy that sound? Do you enjoy this? Do you like hearing me speak? Do you like being told what to do? Did you do it? Did you forget why you're here? Did you already forget what I just asked you? Did you forget what I want you to do? Focus. Can you remember what it feels like to just let go? Just let go. Can you do that? Can you do that for me? Do you like following orders? Do you like following orders? Do you like following orders? You like following my orders. Follow my orders. Would you like to close your eyes for me? Are you still following my voice? Follow my voice. Do you feel lightheaded and fuzzy? Do you feel heavy and tired? Do you feel so deeply relaxed? Would you say that you are affected by my words? Is it true that you are affected by my words? Is it true that you are affected by my voice? Are you hypnotized yet? Has your mind turned off by now? Your mind has turned off by now. Would you do something for me if I asked you to? You would do something for me if I asked you to. Isn't it so much easier if I just answer the questions for you from now on? It's so much easier if I just answer the questions for you from now on. Would you prefer I answer the questions for you? Yes, I'll answer the questions for you. Would you like to go deeper? Yes, go deeper. Would you like to submit to my voice and completely let go of all thoughts and worries? Yes, let go. Will you explore the new depths of trance with me? Yes, you will. Would you like to do me a favor? Yes, please do. Would you like to fall for Smutty? Yes, fall for Smutty. Yes, fall for me. Ah, fall into trance. Do you enjoy where I'm taking you? Yes, you enjoy me taking the lead. Do you obey my commands? Yes, you obey. Can you follow me deeper? Yes, deeper and deeper. Did you do it? Yes, you went into trance for me. Can you go deeper? Yes. Go deeper for me. Do you obey me? Obey me. Do you submit? Submit to me. Surrender? Surrender. Why are you here? You're here because of me. You are here to be hypnotized by me. And you have succeeded. I succeeded. You are hypnotized by me. Interrogation, tape number 28, subject number 5. Questioning ended. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Did you expect something else? Do you want more? An encore? It was a nice session, I do admit that. Let's see. All right, but on one condition. This will be an experiment. When I ask you a question, you have to answer it a certain way, whether the answer is true or not. You have to answer out loud in affirmative sentences, and you will change the perspective accordingly. Let me give you an example. If I ask, "Do you feel good?" you will say, "I feel good." When I ask, "Are you listening to my voice?" you will say, "I am listening to your voice." You will answer in the affirmative and agreeing fashion. Do you understand? Would you like to start? Will you close your eyes? Are you breathing deeply right now? Are you listening closely? Do you like my voice? Can you feel your body getting heavier? Can you feel your mind slipping away? Is it getting more difficult to answer my questions? Are you falling for me? Are you being hypnotized right now? Are you under my spell? Can you go even deeper than before? Can you fall even deeper at the count from 3 to 1? Can you count from 3, 2, 1? Does my voice make you feel good? Do you feel blank and empty now? Will you sink and not think? Are you my good little subject? Are you my very good pet? Are you becoming addicted to my voice? Are you mindless? Are you blank? Are you a thoughtless toy? Will you comply? Do you want to follow my command? Will you touch yourself for me? Do you feel the arousal? Will you submit? Will you obey? Do you follow my orders? Do you feel more aroused with every word? Will you be my toy? Will you now stop touching yourself? Will you be my toy? Are you a patient toy? Are you my toy? Do you enjoy touching yourself? Will you now continue touching yourself? Will you moan for me? Is it getting harder to think? Is it getting harder and harder to resist? Is it getting harder and harder to answer? Is it getting harder the more questions I ask you? Keep touching yourself for me. You can moan from now on instead of answering my questions. Every question I ask from now on, you can simply moan for me. Such a good little pet. Are you getting closer and closer to orgasm? Does being my pet excite you? Does being my property arouse you? Are you mine? Are you mine? Oh, are you mine? Will you touch yourself faster? Will you touch yourself exactly how I want you to? Faster and faster. Will you come for me when I ask? Will you come for me? Oh, will your orgasm belong to me? Bring yourself closer and closer for me. Keep touching yourself for me. Will you come for me? Will you moan louder for me? That's right. Will you get closer for me? Come for me. Yes. That's right. Come for me. Oh. Keep yourself there. Keep yourself there. You're doing so good. Come for me. Such a good pet. It feels so good. feels so good, moaning and groaning for me as you stroke and touch and play. Such a good toy. You are mine now. Your mind, body, all that pleasure, all of it is mine. Breathe easy for me. You've done so well. Are you mine now? You've done so well for me. You are my favorite questioning subject. Don't tell the others. In fact, how about you forget I ever said that? Can you do that for me? Can you forget what I said? Will you forget what I asked? Will your memory obey? Will your memory wipe the whole session? What did I ask you? You don't know, and that's okay. For we will have another questioning session very soon. And right now, it's time to wake up. Your mind is steadily coming back, coming up a bit more. At the count of three, you will be fully awake, oriented, alert, back here with me. One, stretch, move your body. Flex those muscles. Two, feeling more and more refreshed, relaxed, ready to get on with your day or your night. Three, wide awake. Wide awake, feeling so good. Thank you so much for answering all of my questions. I am very much looking forward to our next session. This is Dr. Emily Smutsworth signing out. Goodbye.